再看第二个角度，我们谈同心的时候，我们看到同心的行动 action 是什么？
And the second aspect, when we talk about this light-mindedness, concerns the action of the light-mindedness.
我们看第九节、第十节。
And let's look at verses 9 and 10.
第十节特别这边讲的，他们若说你们上到我们这里来，这话就是我们的证据，我们便上去，因为耶和华将他们交在我们手里了。
And it said in verse 10, but if they say, come up to us, we'll climb up because we will...that would be the sign that the Lord has given them into our hands.
这个同心的行动首先让我们看到的是什么呀？是有神与他一同同工的。
And the first result of this light-mindedness is a recognition that God is with us.
我去过这个怎么样？这个箭口啊，这个 pass 很窄的这个 pass， 我跟长征曾经去到那个地方特别看了一下。
I actually have visited this particular pass with my wife Anna.
两边两个高山。
And on both sides is a big cliff.
中间一个平原。
And between the two cliffs, there's a pass, a plain.
所以你要从这个山要到那个山的时候，一定要经过这个平原。
And so if you have to go from one side to the other, you have to cross this plain.
所以你经过这平原的时候，你要打到那边去的，一定在平原怎么样？居高临下就会箭被打死掉。
And so it's a very difficult situation because as you cross this plain, you'll be attacked from above.
所以约拿单跟拿兵器的讲，我们现在怎么样？找一个证据。
And so Jonathan told his armor bearer, let us find a sign.
这个证据是怎么样？当我们怎么样从这个山过去的时候，经过这平原的时候，上面的人哨兵一定看到了。
And what is this sign? He said, as we go about, along this plain, the Philistines that up in the cliff will see us, will recognize us.
哨兵讲，我看到的话讲，好，你们在底下站住，我们下来的时候。
And if the centurion said, if the soldier said, you stand put, and we're going to come down.
好，那个怎么样？那个就不是耶和华给我们的证据，那个是他们下来要跟我们打，或者他们在上面就射箭要把我们打死。
And if they ask us this, they will come down and fight with us. This then is not the sign of the Lord, from the Lord.
如果哨兵在上面很懒得讲，你们上来吧。
And if the soldiers, the Philistine soldiers said very lazily, they said, why don't you come up?
如果他们讲你们上来的话，就等于怎么样？这是耶和华神给我们一个记号，说我们要攻上去。
And if they say just come up, then this is truly a sign from the Lord, and then we will go up and attack.
你看他选择的一个证据是一个很难的一个证据。
And as you can see, he has selected this very difficult sign.
因为上去打的时候怎么样？要爬上去的时候怎么样？我们看到英文上也讲，中文上讲，他用手用脚这样爬上去的时候，已经筋疲力尽，上面一下就给你打下来。
And we can see this is a very particularly difficult choice because if he is going up, if the sign says that he has to go up, that the Bible said very clearly that he has to climb on both hands and legs, and by the time he arrives there, it will be very tired.
但是约拿单知道怎么样？神会与他同在。
But Jonathan knows that God will be with him.
他等于抽签的话，选择一个很难的一个工作怎么样？作为耶和华给他的证据。
And so it is just like selecting, casting lots, and he selected a very difficult side of the lot that this particular sign from God.
他相信神会与他同工去打那些怎么样没有受过隔离的人。
And he recognized the fact that God, through this sign, would ask him to fight those who are uncircumcised.
所以我们看到同工的行动是首先是与神同工的。
And we can see his co-workers, the first aspect is that he is of light-mindedness with Jonathan.
我们再看第二方面，我们看是他跟这个兵器的人，拿兵器的人怎么样同工。
And from the second aspect, let us see how he shares his light-mindedness with his armor-bearer.
我们看第七节，这个他的同工怎么跟他讲。
And we read from verse 7 how...what kind of thing that is a co-worker?
拿兵器的对他说，随你的心意行吧，你可以上去，我必跟随你，与你同行。
And he said in verse 7, do all you have in mind, his armor bearer said, go ahead, I'm with you heart and soul.
我很喜欢英文 NIV 的翻译， I'm with you heart and soul. 我完完全全的心跟意跟你相同。
And I appreciate this particular very verse, the NIV, that English version, it says here, Go ahead, I am with you, heart and soul.
巴不得美德教会我们要在成长的时候。
And I wish our church,
多少时候我在祷告说，如果我从神那边领受怎么样带领这个教会的时候。
Many times I pray, whatever that I learn from God, in leading this church.
能有同工会这些同工们跟我讲，林牧师 ，I'm with you heart and soul.
And Pastor Lee said, I wish the co-workers would said, Pastor Lee, I'm with you heart and soul.
我在中间有一位弟兄来讲，林牧师 ，I'm with you heart and soul.
And I wish my co-worker would come to me and said, Pastor Lee, I'm with you heart and soul.
相同的意向，行动上的支持。
And there's a common vision and to be supported by like actions.
好，不但他嘴巴这样讲，这个拿兵器的人跟他讲。
And so not the armor bearer not only said in plain words.
我们看第三方面，他怎么样跟他同心？我们看第十三节。
And let's see the third aspect how he shares like-mindedness by reading verse 13.
我们十二节讲约拿单就对拿兵器的人说你跟随我上去因为耶和华将他们交在以色列人手里了
And in verse 12 the man of the outpost shouted to Jonathan and his armor bearer come up to us and we'll teach you a lesson
我们多少时候可以跟一个同工讲你做这件事情到时候怎么样 I'm with you heart and soul 跟他讲
And how many times the co-workers can say to usI'm with you heart and soul when we work together.
但是真正在有行动的时候，特别生命有危险的时候，他会不会这样跟你同
？But when the real action comes, when there are danger involved, would your co-workers say the same thing to you?
当这个约拿单跟这个同工讲，现在好，我们现在上去打吧。
And when Jonathan told his co-workers, the armor bearer, yes, now this is the time. Let us go up and fight.
我跟你讲，你看到那个山，看到那个情况是 impossible test.没有办法上去打的。
And because I can tell you, when you look at the real actual situation, the cliff, the how steep it is, it's really very difficult to take action.
但是我们看到十三节，约拿单就爬上去。
And but we read in verse 13, it says Jonathan climbed up.
那个拿兵器的人没有讲 ，I'm with your heart and soul. You go ahead. I'll give you the blessing. 你去吧。没有这样。
And pastor just said the armor bearer just said, yes, I'm blind-minded, but go ahead and fight.
没有，我们看到十三节他怎么讲，拿兵器的人也随着怎么样，也拿兵器的人跟随他。
And we read in the second part of verse 13, it said, with his armor bearer right behind him.
我们以前在成立教会的时候，另外一个教会的时候，我们几个同工有一句话，我们一同讲。
That we found a church earlier, when the co-workers gathered together, we have this particular.Verse.
我们四个人讲，我们同工是同命的。
Four of us, we said, when we serve the Lord together, we serve the Lord together with life.
什么时候我们中间有一个同工受到击打的时候，受到闲言蜜语的时候，我们四个人一同起来怎么样？一同起来呢？同心来合作，我们同时四个人被打。
And we take this attitude when one of them being attacked or abused, we will share this abuse and attack together.
什么时候那个同工同命的原则不在的时候怎么样那个同工就不在那个地方了
and whenever the particular person the spirit of God is not with them then he's is not with us
哎呀，我们看到这个约拿单拿兵器的不但跟随他我们看到约拿单杀倒了非利士人拿兵器的人 也随着杀他们
and we read here not only they climb up together Jonathan killed many Philistines andNot only that, his armor bearer followed and killed also many Philistines.
以前的刀啊很少的，你知道，所以要拿兵器的人只有一把刀。
And you know the weapons do not come by easily. And in the old days, the armor bearer has only one sword.
你记不记得大卫逃到那个逃到一个圣殿庙的那个地方去的时候怎么样？问那边有没有刀？有没有问那个祭司讲有没有这边的刀？他把当年杀哥利亚的刀怎么样给大卫
？You know when David escaped and escaped to the temple, he asked the priest, "Is the priest where is the sword that previously I used to kill Goliath?"
所以当约拿丹爬上去的时候，他的拿兵器人把刀给约拿丹，约拿丹杀了在前面。
So when the Philistines escaped, he gave the sword. The armor bearer gave the sword to Jonathan to kill the Philistines.
这边讲到那个拿兵器的人也随着上去杀他们，我不知道他用什么来杀的。
And here the Bible said the armor bearer followed and killed behind him. I do not know what kind of weapon that the armor bearer used.
所以我心里面就在幻想他在这边旁边。到处都是石头，因为那个地方拿起石头可能抓住一个人就往他头上敲一下，所以他是这样可能怎么样杀死跟他怎么样跟约拿丹同工的。
And I think I can imagine the situation that the armor bearer, without any sword, because there's only one sword, he will use the stones, pick up from the ground and kill the Philistines with the stones.
弟兄姐妹，当你的牧师在征战的时候。
And dear brothers and sisters, when your pastor is fighting,
你肯不肯同样的行动来？
We have to have light-mindedness, what it says in the Bible, light-mindedness with heart and soul.
不但是跟他心意相投，而且是怎么样？性命相投，行动上的支持的。
Not only do you have the mindedness, but have the common interest, just like in a life and blood situation.
我们看到了第一个角度，同工的根基。
And the first aspect, we have seen the basis of light-mindedness.
我们看到了同工的同心的一个行动。
And we see the second point,